You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop cultural nostalgia podcast, and your host, Aaron A. Alvarez. Who might you be?
I'm Alex Mitchell.
So,
your co-host.
This week, as you can see by the title, you're wondering, they're really gonna talk about that? Because for a lot of people, they think this website is like, ooh, it's crazy, hackers! We're hoping with this episode to show you that it's mostly stupid.
Yeah.
And
I don't know where this thing came about. It's like this insane like group of like rebel internet terrorists.
Master hacker. Who is this hacker known as 4chan?
It's funny because it kind of like went into like a cycle where they thought they were that.
Yeah.
But then everyone's like, no, you're just a bunch of stupid people. But yeah. Now people think they're that again.
So yeah, this is sort of a last minute thing.
We're going to get DOS, aren't we?
We're gonna have fun with this. So might as well just get right into it.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
A pirate.
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue.
These donuts are great.
I'd buy that for $1.
Oh! Dodson! Dodson! We've got Dodson here!
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy!
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ!
It was me all along, Austin!
No! No!
You can't just jump in and expect to figure everything out.
And also, the media's perception of what this site is hilarious because it's never right. Essentially, yeah, there's bad parts to it, there's good parts to it, there's whatever parts to it. So what we're going to do is try to give you sort of a tour of the grand landscape, because the history behind the shit's really boring. It's just a dude, liked that image board, made his own, it grew, and in certain areas of the board, it helped influence real-world events.
Which is crazy.
Some for good, some for bad. We'll get to that when we get to that certain boards. We'll talk about not every board has had like an impact on the world.
No,
some have, and we will.
I'll say the grand majority of them have not, and are just nerds talking about things they enjoy.
So, but we'll get through each one.
Yeah,
And then we'll say, you know, this is what this board's about, and this is what it might have done. So this is sort of a rundown on 4chan, and it's sort of our way of getting out our frustrations of every time someone speaks to 4chan about us, they're like, ooh, that's the crazy lair where the master trolls congregate and they send out their racist vibes. And it's like,
I will, that's not to say there aren't racists.
Oh, no, yeah. But the problem is it's like the old saying used to go, 4chan isn't B. But everyone thought, well, nowadays it's...
We'll get into that.
Yeah, okay, so...
The general rule is that you have to be 18 to post.
Yeah.
Not everyone follows that rule, so that's why you get a lot of dumb kids.
And each board has their own separate rules.
Yeah.
Some of them are stricter than others. It depends on the mod team, because there's mods and janitors, and they do it for free.
I gotta say that... it's important to establish that a lot of the people on this do kind of enjoy anime to some extent.
It started out as an anime board.
Yeah. So you're going to see a lot of Japanese and anime
references
on these things.
So let's start with A.
Okay, so A is the anime board.
Anime and manga,
They talk about mostly current anime that's airing. And then every now and then they have threads about nostalgia. Oh, do you remember this? Or your favorite anime back in the day was shitty. The thing about 4chan you gotta know is that, like, because it's, like, a fast-moving board and because it's an anonymous board, people will blindly post their love and admiration for things with such vitriol and hatred that...
Like, I can't believe they showed her getting...
Yeah.
That's a thread of some anime girl bending over.
But, you know, the thing is, like, you're never gonna see that kind of thing, that kind of thread on a board where... your name is logged to, you know...
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you're anonymous, you will say things and do things either just to get a shock out of someone or just because you just feel like it. If you were to do that on Reddit, you'd probably get banned because, you know, you'd have a name and then people will downvote you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. When you're anonymous, you can troll or you can also say your true opinion without worry of, you know, people... voting you down. So I guess there's a, it's like a double-edged sword.
That's not to say there aren't people on here who they put on trip codes and they want to be known.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm looking through this and it's pretty much a lot of shipping threads, people wanting anime girls to be certain anime girls, Gendo hate thread. Seriously, fuck this guy.
Which makes sense.
So Amuru is crying, what do you do? It's some little lowly crying.
Yeah, it's just a lot of people just, I guess, having fun with their, yeah, their passion, so that's fine. The thing you gotta remember is most of these people are just, they're simple folk, I guess. They're just,
and that brings,
they're just living their life.
Now let's go to the next board.
Oh, okay.
So this is what Fortune became known for. B, a.k.a. Random.
So this is a controversial board because of,
how do I get rid of the bumps on my penis?
There you go. Read another one.
This girl is sitting in front of me, what do I do?
Read another one.
Did Jesus wear a butt plug at the cross? Prove me he didn't. Pro tip, you can't.
So, the thing about this board is that you can post virtually anything within, you know, legal means. It's a board for talking about anything. This is what most people think 4chan is. To be fair, it is one of the most popular boards.
And this is where a lot of, like...
There's a few things that happen. A lot of the memes you get... So if you've seen Long Cat is Long and all that, it probably...
Catterday was born here.
Yeah. Cock Mongler. No one knows who that is anymore, though. So.
Duck Roll, which turned into Rick Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's too many to talk about right now.
But the biggest thing is the Guy Fox mask thing and the whole Scientology thing,
yeah,
started here. People wearing their Guy Fox masks and
trolling
Scientology. We Are Anonymous. Yeah. We Are Legion. Oh,
shut up.
Yeah, I remember that. That was in high school. That was good. But
everyone thought they were super cool because they were trolling Scientology.
Yeah, and it led to a lot of fedora tipping, as they say, and a lot of...
Yeah,
But see, this gave it its whole... a group of people who were actually good at real hacking, actual hackers, splintered off from 4chan and created Project Genology.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who actually knew what the fuck they were doing. They weren't just casual... Like, that's the thing. A lot of people think 4chan is a group of special hackers. No. It's random fucking people from all over the world just posting fucking cleavage threads and... Oh my Jesus.
The problem with B was that people were posting illegal stuff at a certain point. So that's when mods had to kind of step in and make sure that it was... more safe.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, that's where you get a lot of the things about 4chan is nothing but, like child pornography. And all.
Which, that's the thing on 4chan. The moment that's posted, you get banned.
Yeah.
And it's deleted right away because the site doesn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. It's a conception that's...
is this what Americans seriously call fine dining? It's a hot dog split in a bunch of looking like an octopus on top of mac and cheese.
Of course. And yes. All right, so let's move on. B is considered one of the worst parts of 4chan, though.
I wouldn't call it anymore. Now it's just...
Well, no, now
it's essentially people.
It was at one point considered one of the worst boards because it's nonsense, it's shit posting, it's all that stuff.
Yeah, it's essentially people now trying to out edge each other and be like, "Here's a picture of dead bodies. Let's have a gore thread or a laughy lose and saying the N word." But
yeah,
B is random and it. It used to be the face of this website.
Yeah. Now I don't know what it... Well, no.
I know what the face of the website is now, at least for the general public.
Yeah. We'll get into that, though. So what's next?
Oh, my God. I'm talking about having sex with rubber asses. Okay. See? This is the kind of stuff...
Was that over 20 pounds of pussy and ass? Because that was a meme, too.
Guys, be honest. Do you miss Moot? Oh, by the way, yeah, the founder, Moot, Christopher Poole, left the company, and it was taken over by the guy who actually founded 2chan.
Yeah.
A dude who has a weird past with selling user data and, like, mining it. So.
But let's not worry about that.
Yeah. Why can't I hold all these limes? All right.
Oh, wow.
Someone post that. Okay, so C. Anime cute.
So it's just I guess it's an offshoot off of the actual anime board. It's just... It's nothing but cute pictures.
It's a lot of lolis.
Yeah. Lolis are little girls.
And Rei from Evangelion for some reason.
Yes.
Damn, like, they post a lot of her.
She's best girl. So yeah, it's a lot of that.
You like Yuko deserves a good thread. Her twin is welcome.
Yeah, just it's just people claiming their waifus and all that. So nothing too crazy.
It's hilarious. Like the way they phrase these things. I'm like looking at the name of these threads, and it's pretty much all like everyone trying to prove like
theirs is best girl.
This is my waifu is best.
Yeah.
Post more of this QT. Fucking love this ship. Not post pictures. Okay. So yeah. And simple. Okay. So
what's next?
Next is D.
D is hentai with alternative hentai that it can range from different things from like extreme bondage to large, very incredibly large chests of women.
Funinari.
But it's mostly known for just dick girls.
Yes.
Which is the term they use. And it's
like Funinaris who can't stop jerking off.
Yeah, there you go. It's women with large.
What's your most vanilla fetish? Okay, I'm going to read some stuff from this.
Okay.
Let's see what people's been. Holding both hands and staring into each other's eyes as you do it.
That's wholesome, I guess.
Being in a happy relationship with someone I love.
All right.
Is censored porn vanilla or very deep into the rabbit hole? Large insertions. Like, large insertions isn't even a real fetish. It's just sex, but louder.
It's just sex, but louder.
A healthy, loving relationship with lots of hand-holding and non-sexual contact. I wish I wasn't serious.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So, there you go.
Really, my only fetish is detachable heads. So, I guess that's the most vanilla by default.
Jesus.
I think it's incredibly weird, but some think it's tame. I still err on it being weird as hell.
Detachable heads is pretty weird.
And there's a picture attached of a girl without a head. She's holding her head.
And it's not even, like, gory either. It's just literally her head is on. All right.
She's holding a lollipop.
Okay.
And her vulva is, like... Yeah, you get that kind of stuff on here, like diaper threads, tall girls, dragons fucking girls.
This is a bit weird.
monstrous girls. Oh, wow. Yeah, this there's a lot of weird shit in here. So, that's what you get with this one.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward.
Alternative hentai. Hentai is porn, by the way.
Okay, so E is etchy.
Etchy is just like, it's like kind of like...
It's like...
It's non-penetrative porn. It's like Playboy.
Yeah, it's like you're just a lady with a big-ass anime butts drive me nuts. Girls with glasses.
Yeah, it's very... Yeah, it's...
Freaky big boobs. Post all the thick with two C's.
Of course.
Yeah, so yeah, this one...
Yeah, it's just Playboy, essentially, but for anime.
Okay, next we have F, which is Flash. Okay, I don't know why this board exists still. It's a Flash animation board, right, where you can, like...
Yeah.
Upload your Flash animations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing.
If Newgrounds is still really big, that would be huge.
And that's the thing, yeah. There's lots of boards like this where it's like...
Where it's very slow. And again, these aren't like the... This isn't full of like child porn and hackers.
4chan is like kind of lame at times and kind of just tame.
It's very simple at times.
In the dick girl threads, they're not plotting to overthrow like Bank of America. They're just jerking off to ladies with wieners.
Yep.
Technology, G.
Okay, so you actually go on this every now and then, right?
Yeah, it's cool that you learn about smartphones, you learn about, like, programming, just different things. I mean, this one's pretty tame. The only thing people really fight on about here is, like, when they're talking shit on Samsung or, like, mobile phone wars or, like...
And the thing I've seen where the buying a fucking gaming rig versus building one.
Yeah, and then, people post their home screens.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is it's a pretty tame board, but if you want to learn about technology and like, or if you have a serious question about something, I mean, you're not supposed to ask questions. All right, so next one is we're on GIF. Okay, so this is the adult GIF board.
Yeah,
and essentially,
it's a lot of porn. It's a lot of.
It can be for violent stuff too, but
like car crashes.
But
or...
people mostly.
Oh, and it's not just GIFs anymore. GIFs, it's WebEms.
Yeah, those have pretty much taken over everything.
Yeah,
WebEms are a type of video format.
Yeah, and they play audio.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
So yeah, there's ones like face sitting WebEms or GIFs or whatever.
A lot of cuckolding threads.
Yes. Cuck is become.
We'll get into that later. We don't need to talk about that.
Girls now. Being used like meat. Okay. VR porn. Amateur ass threads. Bouncy jiggling. Yeah. Ruined orgasms.
You know, this used to be like a board that was varied in it. Like, there would be porn. There would be like anime gifs of like,
oh, cool, it's totally,
no, now it's just porn.
Yeah, it's
I've been going on 4chan. I haven't been on more recently just because I don't really like the way it feels anymore, but I used to go on a lot when I was a teenager, so I'm kind of used to how these boards used to look.
Yeah.
So yeah,
the culture of
it shifts.
Laura Croft. Okay.
Yeah, Laura Croft.
Female masturbation. See, so the culture of 4chan does shift. When Bush was president,
it was a super liberal board.
It made fun of conservatives constantly. But then when Obama became president, that's when a lot of the, like, edgy right wing, or this goes into the whole, are they just pretending, like, no one knows for sure. Like, some people are just shitposting.
The only person that knows is you.
Yeah, most.
If you're being super conservative or super liberal, either as parody or whatever, the only person that's really going to know for sure is you.
The best advice I have if you're ever going to go on 4chan is do not take anyone fucking seriously, because
I think you can tell with your gut, though.
You usually can, but even then, sometimes there's people who, like, they troll so deep. I mean, it happens. Have I ever trolled in 4chan? Yeah, I think everyone has.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the nature of the beast. You want to have fun with,
like, I've fucked with Marvel and DC fans, even though I'm a Marvel and DC fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't go as far as, like, do company war stuff, but yeah. I mean, yeah, so it happens. So, this is GIF, adult GIF. Next, we have H, which is the hentai board. Now, I'm wondering, what's the difference between alternative A and H? H is for straight up fucking hentai.
Yeah.
Which is just anime porn.
It's just sex.
So, yeah, like, impregnation threat, interracial threat, lesbians getting
Yeah.
This is a very not safe for work episode, just letting you guys know.
I think if you see 4chan, you should know.
Pokemon, my FAP folder, people have folders.
Which, so, it's mostly just, it's a bit more vanilla than what we were talking about, people's heads coming off and shit like that, so. Ugh, never mind. You know, I don't want to touch this one.
Mom's getting gangbanged. So,
how about
this?
That
is our dirtiest episode ever. But
imagine if you're still censoring this.
Oh my god. So, HR is high resolution. So, this used to be a pretty decent board if you want a high resolution of anything.
An image of, like, what? Space?
Or... Yeah, of anything.
Okay.
But lately, in the past 5 years, it's kind of just become a celebrity board. So, there's a Taylor Swift thread, Audrey Hepburn, Bella Thorne,
Alison Brie.
It was her birthday yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Alison Brie, and occasionally, yeah, like, the faces of Asia. So it's just like a high resolution images of, like, different cultures and stuff.
Okay.
That happens sometimes, you know. But then you have Kirsten Stewart.
This seems a bit more wholesome than the other ones we've...
Anna Sophia Robb.
Okay.
And then there's a thread for random HR. So it's like people just posting high resolution images, infographics. See, you do get stuff like that trickle in, where it's just like normal stuff, and you're like Lord, Emma Stone.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean,
I thought you meant Jesus at first.
There's a Star Wars thread yesterday. Only had 27 replies though.
Oh. So there you go.
Because they'd rather be discussing Emily Blunt or Bryce Dallas Howard. President Trump high resolution thread. I don't know who would want to look at that.
Trump's become such a weird meme on 4chan, though.
It is.
And on everywhere else, really. It's hard to explain.
It's weird. But yeah, Christina Hendricks, alerted that. You get the point.
It's very...
Post-depressing architecture. See, this is the stuff I love. It's just like this random shit that's like propaganda posters. You know, that
those
is one thing.
Cool. I like those.
One thing I do like about 4chan is, like...
It can introduce you to a wide variety of different things.
Of artworks. And propaganda posters I've always thought were awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, it's awesome art. Okay, so next we move on to K, which is, you have experience.
So K is a weapons board. They usually post, like, pictures of guns or, like combat airplanes. Or I used to be really into, like, the World War II images. Yeah. Like, it used to be, like, big landscapes. Or sometimes it had, like, paintings of, like... there was one of, like, Stalingrad that I used to think was really cool. More towards the end of, like, Obama's run. Oh, no. Obama's first run as president, I want to say, it kind of started shifting more to, like, being about, like, gun rights and all that. I haven't seen that image in a while.
So it's an
image that just says crush a terrorist with your mind. And
U.S.
It's
Department of PSYOPs.
And it's a guy kind of, like, looking really frustrated as he's kind of doing that choke of anger that some people do.
I just dabbed.
Bless you. Yes, you did. yeah. There's a lot of, like, old images on here that I haven't seen.
Yeah, and people post, like, about certain guns, and they're like, what's this about?
So, this one obviously is of a bit of a political nature.
Sometimes.
So, if, yeah, okay. there's a man having a sexy pose with his gun.
I'm sorry, Mom and Dad won't let you go out with your girlfriend. Maybe I could be your girlfriend tonight.
That's great. Most of these boards do have a fun aspect to them.
Yeah.
There's a silliness to it.
Every board has their own culture, essentially.
And no one takes themselves too seriously. There's always a bit of a homosexual undertone to everyone.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
The boards, they play it off from, it's like a homoerotic sort of undertone.
Yeah, like what Aaron just said about maybe I could be your girlfriend tonight, where it's a very, manly looking dude with a big old mustache posing.
They talk about ammunition.
Yeah, and it's also kind of like a war history.
About the war of Northern Aggression.
Yes.
Do muscles help in firefights? Pick is a Brit SAS, so I assume so.
Yeah.
Do they? I don't know. Who knows? It's probably a thread full of muscle dudes. The next form is M, which is Mecha.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite boards. It's nothing but... anime has a lot of offshoot boards, but this one's just giant robots. And they talk about Star Trek, actually.
That's fucking
every
weird.
Now, yeah, they have like very intricate Star Wars and Star.
An armadillo's M.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's largely just covered by Gundam, but you know.
By the way, that whole armadillos thing, that not armadillos in particular, that's a thing on every board where someone will post something that's the complete opposite. And be like, is this, like, TV? Is this M? It's like you go on the... If you were to go on the food board, because there's a food board, and you post, like, what's an example?
Like a Hot Pocket.
No, not a Hot... It has to be the opposite, like a sword. Our sword's M, or something like that. And then people will be trying to justify it.
Yeah, okay.
So that's... Yeah, that's
again, these things don't make a lot of sense unless you kind of check it out and...
So, that's the automotive board, and it's people just talking about cars.
Yeah.
They talk about racing.
Seems like a very wholesome board. Again, a lot of these boards are kind of wholesome. There's
okay, really... so that's where we get into...
And then I have a picture of my mecha characters having sex at the very top of that. So there you go.
There's blue boards, and there's red boards. Blue boards are safe for work boards.
Yeah, that doesn't mean there's going to be no cussing or anything,
you can't really post anything lewd.
Yeah.
And then there's... red boards, which anything goes.
Yes.
Well, as long as it goes by the rules. So
it's more surprising. I think if you were to take someone who only knows about the internet hate machine.
People only know about like two boards from 4chan. They don't know about anything else.
So that's interesting to me.
Well, yeah. Like, but 4chan, by the way, you need to understand, it's mostly people perving out.
Yeah.
It's less like, okay, S. All right. This is sexy, beautiful women.
It's like E that I said earlier, where it's like Playboy.
There's no hardcore stuff, so like cosplay butts, MILFs, abs.
Yeah.
Sexy girls in boots, thick Asian women. So you can see, it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's simple.
It's a lot of porn, though.
It's just nude people. And people post celebrity images here, too. So that happens. The Fappening. As people know, when all the celebrity news leaked, they're posted on this board and B. So, yeah. B, it was mostly this board, though, because B was deleting them a lot. Just a lot of, that's around the time Moot stepped down because he got so much fucking pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of people theorize that he stepped down because he didn't want to get fucking sued. And also now he works for Google. But they don't say what he does there. It's undisclosed.
I imagine he's like Big Head from Silicon Valley. He's just kind of sitting there.
V
is the video game board, and it is a very, very, it was known as B with video games for a while, since a lot of random topics that don't make any sense, like, oh, what happens when, or here's a common thing, it's just a picture of a delivery man, delivering your pizza, it says, that'll be $14.87 plus tip, and then it's usually, how would you react to that, and then it's usually people, like, talking about tips are bullshit, or tips are okay, and... Yeah, V was kind of shitty, but it's mostly just a video game board, and it's a lot of memes and all that, and you know, yeah, look, there's a picture of a scorpion for some reason.
Why
look,
are scorpion kickers always superior in NVIDIA to their spider
counterparts? Again, yeah, like, it's not a bad topic, but it's just a really random topic.
Dragon Quest, never ever.
So
because of how crazy this board was,
they had to invent a new board. Well, they had to invent a few ones, but...
And that was VG, which is for...
Video Game Generals.
So generals, on any board, when there's something that has a big enough following, people create generals where they can just discuss that one thing. Like, yeah. Board has Doctor Who.
Yeah.
The comic book one has different ones for different, like, web comics or whatever. Like, yeah. Homestuck, for example. Yeah, this one is just for generals.
So basically, you have these threads with hundreds of posts dedicated.
Like Legends of Zelda.
You got Mass Effect. You got not Pokemon. You got
Dark Souls.
Yeah, like
Rainbow Six.
You would get Dragon Quest there. You would get Metal Gear.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah, it's if you're interested in any video game,
here first.
Check out VG because they might be talking about it.
Chances are they are.
It's simple. It's nothing crazy. Yeah. It's again. Fortune, it's just, like, this really, it's a lot of fucking just discussion people are having.
Yeah.
Like, for our Sonic episode, I tried sourcing comments from the Sonic General, and they were all too fucking serious, and I was like, okay, people aren't even being crazy here.
And that's the thing, Fortune isn't always crazy.
No, because people have, like, genuine discussions.
Yeah, so let's keep moving.
Okay, so what happened next was, after VG, was VR.
It's just older retro games.
A lot of people on V hated, like, the retro gamers because all the fights they created a separate board just for them.
So I'm seeing SNES and Genesis.
Which console had better RPGs?
I think I see ColecoVision.
Oh, shit. SCART to HDMI converters.
You're going to talk about a bunch of old PC games.
Be honest too. Now, what VR character have you fapped to the most over the years?
Again, more porn.
Yeah. But this is a safe board, though.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, light guns, people talking about, there's draw threads. Those happen all the time.
Draw threads are when people, like, create art and stuff, which I think is, like, one of the neater things about 4chan is that, you know, people will just come together and create these new...
But if you're listening, you're wondering, where's all the blood and the guts and the craziness? It's like, no, it's like people...
That was in B.
It's like, no. it's a video game board. The retro games, they're going to talk about retro games. They're like, I mean... Picture of Bison says this is Vega, but that's because...
He is Vega.
Yeah. Retro handheld thread. See, it's like...
We can talk about that when we get into Street Fighter.
R9K. Okay, you're going to have to describe this shit
to me. R9K stands for Robot 9000, although now it's Robot 9001.
Yeah.
Initially, what it was to kind of offset reposts and shit posts on B, the idea here was that when you post an image... That's the only time that image will ever be able to be posted on this board. So you could post a picture of...
What?
So I posted on here once. I don't even remember what the topic was. But it was just a picture of Washington crossing the Delaware. Because I didn't know... I literally didn't want my thread to get banned.
Okay.
So the thing is, if you repost an image, you'll get banned for a minute. And then if you repost again...
The image can be posted by someone else, not you.
Well, no, that wasn't what it was initially. It was initially just one time only, and then no one else can post it. So it was because it was a bot. It understood what the picture looked like. I don't know how they're able to do it now because I see nothing but Pepe on there.
So R9K is an image board where there are no exact reposts. If you attempt to post something unoriginal, it's not posted, you're muted temporarily. The time in which you're muted, double each transgression. Images are not included for only text. Your mute counts. Okay, so
yeah, you
the
get
the whole point's to be original.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it creates a lot of discussions, but they're mostly very personal and kind of introspective. And a lot of people, it kind of became known as a sad board for sad. Like if you're gonna look at 4chan as a sad bunch of people, 4chan's gonna look at these guys as even worse than that.
Post your reaction to when you got your first blowjob.
Yeah, so...
Have any of you... what happened to your school bully nons? Was there any of you that defeated them?
A lot of people that are very kind of bitter and sad.
Have any of you asked out a girl? How did it go? I'm wondering if it's worth the risk. Oh,
yeah,
God, I have to go on this thread.
No.
I've never asked out any. I'm married now, but all the girls asked me out. LOL. Pro tip. Don't ask girls out online. Always do it in person. The worst memories of my life came from committing this mistake.
Huh.
What if your only contact with them is through the internet? Like, you don't have the same friends or whatnot. Oh, man. Never asked, and here I am, a 27-year-old virgin, not even mad. Yeah, some of the stuff. Oh, man.
The virginity status on boards varies to vary on whether or not it's a good thing or not.
All right.
So, anyways, it's kind of weird.
Now we have HM.
Okay, so this is Handsome Men.
This is not
what I was talking about earlier, this is the opposite of Sexy Beautiful Women because
it was supposed to be like Sexy
Beautiful and Women. Then they gave up and now it's like nothing but dudes boning down.
Yeah, so I'm seeing a lot of like images of guys sucking wieners.
And yeah.
Okay. That's pretty much all it is.
So if you're into that.
LGBT.
So they have, this is essentially just conversations about.
When this got introduced. There was so much shit posting.
Oh, yeah. But now it seems like it's kind of normalized, yeah, I guess.
It's like people asking if they're passable.
People talking about their transition from, like, male to female, female to male.
Talking about liking chubby dudes.
Yeah.
Bitterness. Chasers. Circumcised or non-circumcised. People talk about...
This is a work-safe board, though. Yeah, it's mostly meant for discussion.
And that's a lot of love it is. People are discussing, like... You know,
life coming out and all that.
Yeah, so I mean, it for 14 is actually kind of a positive board.
I'm surprised at how positive this one is.
People troll it every now and then.
Yeah, but it usually gets shut down.
Usually, also my understanding is if you troll this board, you get a perma ban from this board.
Oh, cool. All right.
Why is Yaoi?
This is Yaoi again. More anime. This is gay guys.
It's
boning down,
and it's usually famous anime or cartoon character.
So yeah. So this is did you see Vegeta and Goku yet?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But here's Overwatch, whatever the fuck it's called. Oh, here's Cyclops and Robin for some weird reason.
All right.
Okay. And another threat, same image. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so it's gay cartoon characters. Well, they're not gay cartoon characters in gay situations.
Yeah.
So yeah. So ACO.
Oh man, we got so much
porn. Adult cartoons. This is relatively new,
and this is mostly
a jab thread, of course.
This one's mostly meant, to my understanding, to be Western
porn because people were like complaining we have nowhere to post it.
Yeah,
so you get jab threads. Just don't look it up. Well, you can't.
Zone would be on here, I think.
Yeah,
and just a lot of
tramparam. Oh my
god! And I gotta be real with you. A lot of this porn does not look good.
Tramparam. That's it. Oh my god!
Like if we're just talking
Star Wars porn
aesthetics, it's a lot of
Star Trek demon threads. John Persons. Oh my
god! A lot of weird looking porn.
Yeah. Oh hey, She-Hulk thread. See, so if you like cartoons and you wanna.
Bone down cartoons.
Dude, you come to this board, there's a DC Comics there.
Anyway, let's get out of this.
Okay. Okay, now we're moving into something more tame. ADV, which is advice.
It's usually asking about relationships, how to get a girlfriend. Sometimes the situations are a bit more dire, like someone is getting evicted or something.
The only reason I've yet to commit Sudoku is because I fear the death would somehow be even more boring than my life. Anyone got a joke?
Yeah,
oh, God.
Talking about women cheating on people or talking about, you know, maybe...
how to deal with emotions.
School advice. Yeah, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, like, some of it's serious, some of it's not. Some of it's obviously a fucking joke. So, yeah, housing help. How do I lose weight? See, so there's... Again, it's a helpful board. See, all fortune isn't fucking evil. AN, animals and nature.
Oh, this is just a nice...
Yeah, dogs, sharks, videos of crows eating eyes, okay.
Cats.
Herp, reptile and amphibian general.
Since I'm talking about cats, cats are well loved on the internet, but on 4chan they're almost kind of deified.
Are all and horses autistic?
I don't know what that means.
What?
Okay. But cats, there was a video a long time ago of someone that abused a cat.
Okay. Yeah, someone abused a cat, and they tracked them down.
And made this person...
4chan's good with that. They're good at triangulating shit and, like, finding out who fucks with people.
Apparently this person got sent, or got fined a lot. So this is a thread of people flipping off
their... No, it's just one guy. One guy uploaded a thread of him just flipping off his dog.
I love those images because normally the pet looks either pissed off. Oh, that looks sad.
Oh, and so other people flipping off their dogs. Oh my god. It's just people flipping out their dogs. I don't know why that's hilarious. Okay. So yeah, if you want to learn, read about animals and stuff, just head over here.
Yeah. Okay. It's mostly a wholesome... I don't like the spider threads, though.
ASP.
So this is alternative sports and wrestling. I guess because wrestling was invading the other sports board too much that they decided, like, okay, like, let's bring up... you know, let's make a new thing for judo. As Kevin Steen, looking very tiny. I can't... What went wrong?
Can't read that.
So, like, yeah, like, it's mostly just dedicated to wrestling at this point, which kind of annoys some people. But, yeah. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, people talk about random wrestlers, stuff from the past.
They talk about judo, karate, BJJ.
Although I'm not seeing any fucking non-wrestling threads right now.
Well, that's what happens. But yeah, it's essentially just a wrestling board.
So CGL, okay, cosplay and EGL. So this is the cosplay board. It's mainly geared towards Japanese stuff because again, it's 4chan, but occasionally there's like Western cosplay. There's a lot of drama on this board. This is the board known for drama because certain cosplayers hate other cosplayers and they tend to like get into shit.
I never get that.
Cosplayers have certain fans hate other fans and. Jessica Nigiri is like, you do not post her here because people freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
So. All
right.
So, yeah, that's cosplay and EGL. Next, we have CK.
This is the cooking board. I actually like coming on here because you post a lot of different foods and all that. I learn, you know, certain recipes and all that. People talk about their favorite YouTube chefs or something like that. This one's... pretty wholesome for the most. When I say wholesome, I mean wholesome for 4chan. You're still gonna get people calling each other assholes and stuff. But yeah, one of my favorite things they post is what's your favorite
Pepsi versus Coke.
Oh wow. What's your favorite fast food thing? For me it's the McChicken, the best fast food sandwich.
Yeah, like pretty much any.
Yeah, and then they talk about famous chefs. You know, so, cooking for cooking stories where you cook a good meal for
and there's
a person.
Funny shit they post. Yeah, there's like
this one's actually not one of the better ones. I think
if you ever want to cook something or have like an idea for a recipe or you're curious, go here and like you can make a thread and be like, hey, how do I make London broil?
Or local restaurants that people like. Yeah.
Okay, so next is CO. That's sort of my home base.
Yeah,
comics and cartoons. So. Yeah, people talk about comic books, they talk about cartoons.
I used to come on here a lot, actually.
I should kind of avoid shit right now, because I haven't seen Guardians yet.
Okay.
I will have seen it by the time this goes out, though.
So, Aaron's not going to scroll through this thread for fear of getting spoiled, but...
So, yeah, people...
To me, it's like, this is one of the... This was known for a while as one of the nicer boards. I don't know if it still
is. It is sometimes, but because people... get really politicized about everything now. It's always like, you're a fucking cuck lord, and you're a social justice warrior. So it gets messy.
So but there's a Star Wars general on here usually. Yeah.
People do story times. They like story time comic books.
Yeah.
People do draw threads. People post like an image from like an old comic. Be like, hey, let's discuss this. And
Talk about old cartoons.
So like whenever we do a cartoon episode or anything comic book related, I usually make a thread on here and be like, hey, what do you think of this cartoon?
Okay.
Like, what do you think of Doug? And I get the responses. So yeah, CO is a very fun board. There are times when it gets fucking horrible, but that's the nature of the site. Not all the boards, some of them though. So DIY, simple enough. Do it yourself. If you're into arts and crafts, making stuff, you come here.
Home Depot kind of shit.
Yeah, like making like crafts and stuff, or like, but it's also for like more serious, like. Vacuum tubes, air conditioners, keyboards. Like it's the place if you want to build something, you go there and
fix something.
And people are nice and they're knowledgeable and they'll give you help. Again, not everyone here is an asshole. So next we have FA.
This is the fashion board.
Okay, the thing about the fashion board.
Fashion's subjective, so the thing
isn't just that. It's a lot of these people who post on here aren't fashionable, but they post pictures of things they think are fashionable, which tend to not be fashionable.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of people who don't know what they're talking about, and it's weird how this is one of the few boards where it's like people who
and it's usually a lot of like Korean models wearing Korean clothes meant for Korean people, and then them saying like, "Oh, I want to wear this," and like, but it would look different. These on you.
Boot generals, skinny guys in leather jackets, high waisted pants.
George Costanza.
What do you think of Big Pony? Is it trash? It's a brand. Yeah, but like, I mean, a lot of memes have come from here. People making fun of them.
I guess if you want some advice, you could come here. I don't know.
Haircut threads or don't ever go to them because they'll just everyone's like. Whatever's hot at the moment, they'll be like, do that.
Yeah.
But then they'll get the other side going, you know, that's too fashionable. All
right. What else?
Fit.
Fitness. Just learn how to get in shape, lose weight. There's a general thread at the very start that gives you most of that information.
Yeah.
People talk about lifting weights.
A lot of memes come from here. Yes. And also from the bodybuilding forums.
Yeah.
So, you lift?
We're all going to make it, guys.
I'm Myron. Myron?
Yeah, that kind
squats of stuff. And oats.
Yeah.
Like, do you lift, bruh? Like, all that shit. Like, it's weird how the fitness boards birthed a lot of that shit. A lot of meme culture. But yeah, it's like if you want advice on your workout routine, what vitamins to take.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to admire buff dudes or buff ladies.
Yeah. Or you can go on any of the other boards for that, too.
Yeah, but this is more in an aesthetic sort of way.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a woman puking all over herself. That's great.
All right, let's move on.
All right, so next we have GD, graphic design. Okay, I come here every now and then. It's people giving tips about how, like, graphic design, fonts, what programs to use. People post their shit and be like, hey, can you tell me if this is okay? Can you rate it? People critique stuff, talking about logos, trends in design.
Okay.
It's not insane, not crazy, just it's a helpful place. And there's a lot of, unfortunately, there's a lot of helpful places where
we've been finding more helpful ones in porn than yes. anything else.
So HC. Okay. Now we're back to porn. So this is hardcore. This is the porn board.
A lot of penetration.
Women humiliated.
Ass shots.
Fisted holes.
Jesus.
Okay. Cervixes. Cream pies,
swallowing, yeah,
unwanted, unhappy.
This is a lewd. This is our lewdest episode.
Jesus Christ, BJ eyes,
getting slapped.
It's crazy.
There's a lot of porn.
Oh my God, fucking Christ! Oh no, there's incest. Granny fucking. There's two threads on it. Okay,
granny fucking.
So.
All right, that's enough.
If you're in the mood for some porn,
for granny fucking, go check out hardcore.
So his is history.
Anyway. Okay, this is a newer thread, I think, or a newer board, I should say. I'm not too familiar with this one, but it just seems like it's less weapons, but it seems like a lot of military stuff.
Mexico
so.
Thread,
yeah, okay.
Roman bread, stuff about different pharaohs.
Okay,
stuff about World War II
stuff.
Yeah, it's.
Okay.
It's think of it as a National Geographic sort of History Channel type thing.
And Hitler.
Yeah. There's lots
well, you of need Hitler. If you're talking history, you got to have Hitler.
Guys, it's in Russia. Oh, God. So, yeah.
All right.
It's nice. I mean, of course there's going to be a lot of racism, probably. Although this board doesn't look as racist
compared to
other boards. Okay, so next is international. So
this is
the same as the other international random. Your flag appears, and people discuss countries.
And people are usually just shit talking each
other. Yeah, it's pretty much everyone saying my country's better than yours. Okay, mate.
Yeah, all right, we don't need to spend.
So JP, okay, again, 4chan loves Japanese culture, so this is the otaku board.
So this is about Japanese, like actually, I guess
it's
them,
Japanese culture.
Them attempting to understand it better rather
anything
than just
Japanese. You want to talk about? It's here.
Yeah.
Classic uniform versus modern uniform.
Yeah, so it's a lot of people trying to get into the culture a bit more.
So, next we have Lit. So, if you're serious about book discussion, come to Lit.
Yeah.
It's the literature board.
And it's very serious discussion.
They have book clubs and shit, and they like actually discuss the books. Do not shitpost here, because they will not deal with it.
They won't not have it.
It's also a very slow-moving board, because
Because the nature of everyone having to read a fucking huge ass book is.
And funny. They post serious responses, so.
Yeah, so.
Okay, it's a very serious place.
Okay. This is the My Little Pony
I'm
board.
I'm actually going to have an episode on this, but.
We will have to talk about this. Right now, all you need
it's
to know.
It's a board dedicated to My Little Pony.
And there's no porn allowed here, apparently.
Because it's a blue board.
But, this was created because of the amount of threads they were taking up.
A show that's no longer on the air still has a board.
It's weird. On CO, they had to give them their own board because there was...
B and CO.
Yeah.
That was the problem. They infested both boards.
So, yeah, they, I guess, come here to discuss this...
And pony posting is kind of not looked upon... Like, it's frowned upon on pretty much every single board.
Well, it kind of always was, wasn't it?
But no, now it's like you get banned.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, there you go. There's your My Little Pony board.
So, MU, that's the music board. If you want to discuss an album that just came out, your favorite K-pop artist... I like K-pop, but I don't go in those fucking threads because it's just nothing but waifuism and shipping.
So, yeah,
metal.
There's prog metal, prog rock.
Talking about flack. Talking about different formats. Comparing artists. People sometimes hate certain artists.
Yeah.
They hate certain genres. If you listen to like Led Zeppelin or AC/DC, it's considered dad rock and it's not cool.
Yeah.
They really fucking hate Anthony Fantano. It's just. Music talk again, yeah. This shit's not crazy.
No,
everyone sounds like whoop whoop. Fortune was, I don't get it.
Anyways,
so N, what the fuck is N?
This is transportation, right?
Oh,
trains,
yeah.
Cars, bikes,
things like automobiles.
Yeah,
an old guy looking at water for some reason.
Boats, yeah, very simple board, nothing really wrong with it. Although. This used to be the news board, if I remember correctly, and then they made it.
Yes, and then they turned news into. They got rid of news because it was being too shit posted, and then they created. We'll talk about. So they brought news back as news, currently.
So it's a text board.
Yeah, this is for no shit posting. This is just to discuss current events.
Yeah, nothing crazy here.
Yeah, CRISPR cures HIV in mice, study says. It's cool. Stephen Colbert responds to Fire Colbert backlash.
All right, yeah.
All right, so next we have Out, which is the outdoor forum. It's outdoors camping.
Okay.
If you want, tips on what to pack, what to cook, what coats to wear. Like, seriously, I can't trust enough 4chan. There are a lot of places to come, for seriously good advice and knowledge.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. Like, a lot of people, when they go camping, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They just think, set a fire.
This will help you. Like, seriously, these people are helpful and knowledgeable.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes they post weird things.
Yeah, but I mean, but everyone wants to have fun too. You know?
Yeah. So that's fun. So next we have PO, which is still don't understand how this exists.
It's paper craft and origami. It's a very simple. There's a swastika. Very simple board.
People just making paper craft. Wow, there's two Power Rangers threads.
Cool.
Yeah. So. I mean, this is a hobby people have.
Yeah. So simple. Nothing.
Okay, so poll, which is what 4chan's kind of known for now. And I don't want to say it influenced the election, but
I want to say it influenced people.
The culture surrounding the election.
On the internet.
Like the Pepe stuff and the
getting called a cuck.
And the lingo and it. Poll is the politically incorrect.
And they made the okay sign a a white power symbol, and then I don't know. It kind of annoys me talking about this.
If you go to this board, don't expect anything good out of it. This really is the worst part of 4chan now.
Yeah,
that used to be B, but now B's just. Well, I mean, B was never this bad. No. I don't. This place is just. It's meant to troll. People in just fucking racist ways.
Yeah, but now people take it seriously. So,
and that's the thing. It feels like a lot of the trolls or the people who are just doing it for laughs have been replaced by actual fucking really weak and easily influenced teenagers who are just racist and who
are mad that women don't like them or something.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit like that. And 4chan's will probably be known now from now on by this board. Their biggest mark, regardless of times they've saved kittens or abused children or anything like that, it's going to be overshadowed by the fact that they helped birth this meme culture and this alt-right sort of mixed with Reddit. And yeah, it's sad. But yeah, fuck poll. That's the only board I legitimately say go fuck itself.
Yeah.
Sock. That's just for...
It's just for...
If you're a horny person.
Yeah.
You want to meet another horny person.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got your kick, your Snapchats.
Yeah, everyone's sharing info. Okay, those are panties. And, okay.
Okay.
So yeah,
we can get out of here.
So SP, the sports board, this is like where a lot of memes were born.
Right? Yeah, like the George Costanza thing and all that.
It's a sports board where people talk about nothing sports shit a lot. Like it's
really... yeah, but they're really into their countries and their football. When sports seasons start, like football and all that, it gets more crazy.
So there's a lot of nationalism that happens here.
Yeah.
Especially as
football. Because you have a flag that shows up on your name also.
When football season, real football, soccer, starts, that's when it gets fucking crazy. Any championship thing, it usually goes crazy, though. Yeah. Be it, like, the Super Bowl or World Series. Traditional gaming, that's...
It's tabletop, RPGs, and all that.
And sometimes they talk about like Monopoly and whatever. You
know, Warhammer though, you're probably expected to see.
So if you're a D&D fan or anything like that, come here. Toy.
This
toys, is just a cool board, I think.
Collectibles.
If you want to see like awesome action figures or like anything like that, just come in and it's like there's always just pictures of like toys and
people
like,
open their toys on this which is cool, I think.
It's always interesting just to see awesome action figures that you don't know even exist. Or, like, retro toys or anything. Like, there's this awesome fucking space gun.
People, like, posing and making them do funny stuff.
Yeah. If you... Rape Woody, which is a thing.
Yeah.
Came from this board. It's...
The figure of Woody
doing... The Revolt Tech Woody action figure.
Does horrible, horrible things to people. Yeah.
Okay, TV. Another one of the bigger boards. It used to be really awesome.
Yeah.
And now it's sort of... Pole has kind of invaded it. That's the problem with Modern Fortune or Fortune right now. You get spillage from poll, and they're trying to make everything political. So sometimes you can't discuss a movie without someone saying, "You're a black guy, it's the agenda." And it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
But there are cool, like, there's cool Doctor Who threads
this,
in there.
This board has been shitty for a while, though, I mean, think.
It depends on which thread you're in. Like, the Doctor Who threads stay relatively safe. Mostly it's shit now, though.
People posting celebrities and...
VP. So...
This is a Pokemon
board. They had to do that because of V, right?
Yeah.
Too many people are making Pokemon threads. Fucking Slowpoke. That's also another meme for 4chan.
Slowpoke threads.
A Machamp thread? Really? Jeez.
It's just a lot of people posting their favorite Pokemon or talking about the new games that are out. Pokemon Go.
And it's also a blue board, so it's a safe place.
Yeah. Although people will try to post porn late at night.
Yeah. So if you want to see WebEms or GIFs that aren't just people fucking, go to WorkSafe GIF, which is WSG. Pretty simple. It's just fun things like Riker, UK and Irish WebM.
Space Ghost, apparently.
Make cartoons. Yeah. Then we have WorkSafe requests. So unlike the other one, it's not sex related.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, people asking for just what is the best USB remote control. See? Shit like that. And then we have the final board. That's X. So if you're into spooky things, if you're into the paranormal, if you're into the weird, if you're into the crazy, like copypastas, creepypastas.
Yeah.
If you're into flat earth theory and weird, just strange shit, you come here and some
scary threads, creepy looking images.
There's threads where people say they can do magic. It's a fun board, but it's the board above all else that you do not take seriously because it's clear that people are pretending.
Yeah.
Because the nature of it, paranormal.
Yeah.
And
people are telling stories on there too. This happened to me the other night.
The flat earth people, though, who recently come into this board.
Oh, that's weird, yeah.
Because that's a thing now. we gave you a tour of 4chan.
Yeah.
Should you post on it? That's the question.
No.
I mean, like, if you're curious, check it out. The only reason I post on it is because I've been doing it
At your own risk.
Yeah, I've been posting on it since high school, since I was a senior. And, oh my God, it'll be almost a decade posting on this fucking forum.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. You're here forever. Remember, you're here forever. The message we want to send out is 4chan is not just nothing but shit. It's not the butthole of the internet. B used to be pretty bad. Well, and compared to Poll, B's nothing.
Yeah.
Poll is arguably one of the worst places next to, like, R the Donald.
All these horrible, horrible places. Just don't.
So, if you're on any board and you see racism, always have it in your mind that this is 50-50. It could be racism or it could be a joke.
Yeah.
If you're on Poll, it's definitely racism, usually.
And it's also a joke?
No. I don't know. No, it used to be. I think now it's
real.
Because people stay away from polls.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah. So, this is 4chan. Do you have any parting words? No, it's a horrible place, but it's got some special places. Oh, and you forgot about that one board with the bumblebee coming out of that guy's dick.
Obscure Gentleman's fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.